Ladies and gentlemen, what's happening now? Welcome to another edition of Derry Nostalgic. And if you listened to our coverage on Friday night past, you would have heard a preview of this interview. And before we do go any further, don't forget Match Night Live this coming Friday. Drogheda United are Derry City's hosts, and Derry City Women are taking on Cliftonville at the Brandywell. I'll be live from the Brandywell for the countdown to kickoff before I hand over to Michael down there in Drogheda, and he'll be taking you through all the action from 7:45. But back to this episode of Derry Nostalgic. Back in 2002, this semi-final wasn't even televised. I remember being in Brook Park holding a radio about the size of my hand, and a bunch of lads had gathered around it as we listened to the commentary live from Turner's Cross as Derry City valiantly fought their way to the FAI Cup final. That night there were two heroes on the pitch. First of all was Alan Goff, who made a great save from a penalty against George O'Callaghan, and the second was the goal scorer in the night that gave us the victory. Tell all the boys you know, because Dee Kern's about to get Derry Nostalgic with Shawnee Friars.
That was a long trip. Obviously, going to Cork's long anyway. Got the excitement of the game, you know, and playing a big game like that, you're looking forward to it. You know, you're prepared for it all week in training. And you just want the game to start. Nobody wants to bust your knee down, you know, and you're trying to relax and you're thinking about the game and you're thinking about different outcomes and different scenarios, just and as every player does, you know, they're pitching themselves playing and different moments and games. And just for me, just felt long, but that was just purely because we just wanted the game to start. We're here to play football. Let's just play football. Let's get off this bus and play.
Going into that semi-final, Turner's Cross, Cork City had a very, very good home record, whilst Derry's away record was patchy. Did you and the lads feel like underdogs that day, or was there a quiet confidence amongst you in the camp?
To be honest, we knew going down there they were very good at home. We knew they had a big support at home. We knew it was going to be a tough game, but we had a lot of quality in our team. And no matter what game, even the times when we were losing games, we knew that we had enough on the team to beat anybody in any given day. And I just think the nature of the players that we have, it's some big name players, you know, Eamon Dockson, Peters, and Liam Coyles, and we had match winners, and we had, you know, experience was on the team. So people may have seen it as an underdog, but we were confident, we were about it, we'd go down there and you'd get a result. And fortunately, that's what happened.
Noel King, the Tuesday before the game, had written as Kinger's Corner in the Derry Journal that Derry were not the league's most attractive, but they showed, as he quoted, resilience, determination, and played to their strengths. What do you remember about the strengths of that team, both in style and character?
That alone, just style and character. We had a great mixture of experience and youth. We had leaders on the team. We had people who could be nasty when they needed to be nasty. And we had people who could win you a game. So we might have been battling for periods and games and, you know, digging in and hanging in there and listening to your experienced players, the older boys in the team, you know, getting the shape right and regrouping the boys and then getting on the final surge. And we could always hurt people, you know, in certain areas, you know, and we were never out of games. We were difficult to beat. And even though we didn't have an outstanding season that year, but we had enough that we knew that we could go and win in Cork and we could go and win the final if that was the case. Knowing that you've got that experience and physicality and aggression and know-how and quality, you're always on my shot.
You talk about it quite poignantly. Whilst David Kelly last October told me that you were all a bunch of nutcases and psychopaths.
No, he's right. We did have a team of characters, let's say. But Nev thought it done really well too, and I know he really enjoyed his time here too. So, and for me personally, it was great. Ned coming in, because Ned, we haven't played across the water for so long. I was able to kind of know where he would be, for him to know what I was going to play. Then, you know, things like that. No, just, I felt when Ned come along, my game probably up a wee bit as well, to be fair. Playing with Liam Coyle, Liam needs no introduction. What a player. At that stage, Liam's legs didn't get him around the pitch as he would do, you know. So with Liam, it was a case of getting under Liam's feet and getting him to hold it up. And then if Liam gets a half a yard in the box or outside the box or do something special, score a goal. Whereas with Ned, it comes short and spin, you know, give you a kind of different dynamic going forward and not a good understanding with him.
On the day of the game, Kevin Mahan said that a draw would not be a disappointment. Was the mood and the message within the squad really just don't lose this game at any cost, or were you always going down there to win the game?
We were always going to win, and I'm sure any player on our team would tell the exact same thing. I know Kevin saying that is probably because of Cork's record, you know, at home, and because they've been doing quite well. We were confident enough that we could go and beat them. Now, it was a tough game, don't get me wrong. They were a good side. It was a tough game. Like, we had that belief. When we get there, we'll travel that far. Let's just get the job done.
There was around 8,000 at Turner's Cross that day, and only a few hundred Derry fans made the journey. Do you remember what the atmosphere was like? And did the Derry fans make themselves heard in a big way?
They always do. And obviously, being our fans, when we come out, you see them, you look for them first, you know, because that's your wee bit of comfort. You don't know that they're down there. Plus, it also gives you an incentive. How far have they travelled? How much money have they spent? They come down and support their team. You know, so it's a case of like, boys, let's leave everything on the pitch and let's give them some real tick back up the road. So the atmosphere we walked out, you felt it as soon as you got out on the pitch and you're looking at your own supporters and we could hear your own supporters sing. But when you get there, you don't hear the crowd as much. You know, the crowd, you're focused that much in the game and stuff and all. So the crowd then becomes irrelevant. It's not like, you know, in England when you're playing in front of 45 to 50,000. All the players around the pitch will hear their partners just on the pitch, you know, the two midfielders or the fullbacks and centre halves, the goalkeeper and the fullbacks. And you're that focused and loaned into the game that the crowd becomes, they drown out like.
Going into the game, Peter Hutton failed a fitness test that day. Was there a nervousness about going into the semi-final without such a key figure?
Of course, because he's such a massive figure, isn't he? And he's such a massive presence in the team. But again, in football, you know, we had a squad and we had players who we knew were good players, and we knew that, you know, whoever was coming in, if you're playing for Derry City, you're a good player. But Pete's in the change rooms, you know, and poor Pete's in over in the training ground, and you just, it still adds something, you know. That's what I'm saying when we talk about characters and experience in the team, and players are invaluable.
Kevin Deary had to be moved on the right back as a result, so Eddie could go into the centre. Deary is only 17 in this game, and it's actually referred to as one of his first big performances in a Derry shirt. What do you remember about Deirzo at that age and how he handled the pressure of that big occasion?
Well, me and Kevin are really close now still to this day, and we would talk about that game quite a lot. Kevin was ready. I thought Kevin was outstanding that night. You watched how Kevin played throughout his career, and even you watch him as a manager. Kevin's a winner. Simple as that. Born and bred winner. You know, Derry man, that's his team. And that night, talk about a big performance. They didn't play like a 17-year-old. They played like a veteran. I thought Kevin that night was different class. Like, really, really, really outstanding that day.
Leading towards the breakthrough and the penalty, was it a cagey affair or one that you felt was always building towards something?
It was hard because they were top for spells. They were. We had our wee periods in the game, but before the penalty, they had this wee bit of momentum. I didn't feel a nervousness, but on the team, I always felt that it was our night. I don't, you know, sometimes when you're playing, it's hard to, you know, to put your finger on it, but when they missed the penalty, when I got off, I said that I knew we'd won the game that night. Just, it was just one of them things that they had their opportunity, you know, maybe to go and then have, you know, that home support. And that was their chance. And then shortly after then, we scored our goal. Like.
You have brought it up. Alan Goff does make a huge save from a penalty from George O'Callaghan. What do you remember about the moment the penalty was given? And what was the reaction in the team after Goff kept it out?
I just remember that we think, right, okay, there's still time for us. If they score, there's still time for us to get one back. But it was just like, it's just made it that bit harder. And then it's gone from we can get back in the game to as soon as he saved it, let's go on it. It's just a change. It made us 2 foot bigger and then 2 foot smaller. You see it all the time in football, how, you know, momentum can change in games.
Dubious penalty award, or did you agree that it was a penalty?
I don't think it was, but it was given anyway. And do you know what? It actually added to the cases.
Your moment comes up next, and the journal report says that you might have misread the flight of the ball and wanted it on your right foot instead of your left. Is that how you remember it, or were you just reacting in the moment?
As it came over my shoulder, it was sitting kind of on my right a wee bit. And obviously, me being a left, I wasn't as comfortable on my right. So I had to kind of maneuver my body, and it was like a kind of scissor kick kind of thing. I had to jump up and throw me right and hump me left. It probably looked a wee bit unorthodox, but no, it was definitely meant. It was just me positioning my body where I could get my left foot close enough that I could strike with my left rather than my right. Knowing my right foot, that was probably a good choice. Like, so it's just normally just for balance, like, but it turned out to be a nice finish, to be fair. So,
have you ever seen it back? Because obviously there was no TV coverage of the game.
I thought I'd seen a highlight on it somewhere. But I can remember the ball sitting up. I've just bounced up lovely, just running in front of me. I didn't have the time for it to come right down, you know, just for me had it clean, you know, just on my left, because there was someone like coming, you know, across from me. So it was one of them ones I had to try and take it at its highest point. So I jumped up and just kind of used my right to swing to kind of generate the kind of power for my left. And, you know, it happened so quick, but I do remember just then a few instances anyway from it. And then the next thing I remember then, it's the Daily Mirror, me rolling my top off and Kevin Deary rolling after me. I don't remember how that happened, like, but, but, you know, that's just the emotion of scoring for your hometown team, you know, in the semi-final. No, it was a really nice feeling. My mum actually had said to me before, she said, I think we'll score tonight. I said, oh, I hope you're right. She called it. Bernie called it, so.
Nice thing to hear there. In hindsight, though, would you say that the result came from down to Derry outsmarting Cork on the day, tactically and mentally, or was it just a simple case of wanting it more?
Well, sure, Cork wanted it a lot too, though, being a semi-final and at home. With pizza being out, obviously, we had to change things, and it was a brave decision by Kevin to throw somebody so young in. Well, an amazing decision, and Kevin took off from there on, didn't he? Mm. Eddie was outside too, playing in there. We always just felt that we had enough quality in the team, you know, that we go head-to-head and see who comes out on top, and we did. I think it would be unfair to say that we wanted it more, because Cork were definitely well offered. Just the big moments in the game fell our way, I suppose. It was a tough game, it was a tough encounter, it was a battle, it was some really good football played at times. It was the proper semi-final, like, you know.
Was that semi-final in many ways tougher than the final itself when you take into consideration the travel, the limited support and the conditions down at the ground?
A semi-final can be more draining than a final, because in the final you have that day out, don't you? You know, you have a big set of supporters coming down, you know, you have the whole atmosphere of a final, you know, and a big turnout. The semi-final, I suppose, like you're saying there, you know, they outnumbered us in terms of support, even though we took down a few hundred. I think it actually gave us the belief then that we'll go on and win it. It's okay knowing that we've got the quality, we've got the characters, you know, we've got all this, the team to go and win. But I think in the manner of it, going down there, their home patch, where they're proud, and people may be thinking, you know, Cork would beat us down there, and us going down, and you say the journey, and Emmons missed a penalty and us getting a goal, it just heightened just our belief in us, the squad, that we were going to go on and win it. And we carried on the final, you know, and I think we were deserving winners in the final.